AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A 57-year-old man opened fire on co-workers this morning at a light rail yard that's part of the Valley Transportation Authority in San Jose, California. Sheriff's investigators say Sam Cassidy killed eight people before killing himself. Governor Gavin Newsom's angry reaction.
When are we going to put down our arms, literally and figuratively? Our politics, stale rhetoric, finger-pointing. All the hand-wringing consternation that produces nothing except more fury and frustration. More scenes like this repeated over and over and over again.
There's no word on a possible motive for the shooting. Cassidy had worked for the VTA since at least 2012. That's according to the public payroll and pension database known as Transparent California. A database compiled by the Associated Press, USA Today, and Northeastern University that tracks every mass killing over the last 15 years shows San Jose is the 15th mass killing so far in the less than 5 months of 2021. 86 people have died in those shootings, compared with 106 for all of last year. The database defines mass killings as four or more people dead, not including the shooter. President Biden wants to speed up the investigation into the origin of the coronavirus. There is a chance it could have come from a lab in China. Dr. Anthony Fauci, while saying that's highly unlikely, says it still needs to be looked into. He tells a Senate panel the virus is likely natural.
Well, we have historical experience that happened with SARS-CoV-1. It happened with MERS. It happened with HIV.
The Justice Department is announcing criminal charges against more than a dozen people from Florida to California in a series of Medicare scams that exploited coronavirus fears to bill tens of millions of dollars in bogus claims. This is AP News. White House history today during an ordinary day in the press room. The AP Sagar Magani explains.
Okay, good to see everyone.
It was a routine daily briefing and at the same time, a bit of history.
It's a real honor to be standing, to just be standing here today.
Karine Jean-Pierre became the first openly gay woman to deliver the White House briefing and the first black woman to do it in 30 years.
Clearly, the president believes in representation matters.
Jean-Pierre is seen as a potential successor to Jen Psaki, who says she only intends to serve as press secretary for about a year.
Amazon is buying MGM for $8.45 billion, its second largest acquisition behind the $14 billion the online shopping service paid for Whole Foods in 2017. The deal is the latest in the media industry that's aimed at boosting streaming services to compete against Netflix and Disney+. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.